At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
The television voice, the Minnesota Twins, frequent guest of the show, Corey Provis, is kind enough to join us. He is in L.A. Game number 2, Twins and Dodgers. You'll hear the radio call right here on CCOC. Corey and Trevor Plouffe on Twins TV. Corey, like all of our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, we have talked music a number of times before. You may have heard the news about an hour ago, the news breaking that Ozzy Osbourne at 76 has passed away. When Corey Provis thinks of Ozzy Osbourne, what comes to mind?
Crazy Train. Yep. Comes to mind, and I loved the TV show. I thought that TV show was
very
incredible,
fun.
Dramatic chaos, but I could not stop watching.
Yes.
I found that family so fascinating.
Right,
I found that life, and we got a glimpse of what it was like in that house. I just could not help but love that show. But yes, when I think of Ozzy Osbourne, I think of the music, I think of Black Sabbath, but yeah, there was a whole part of me, you know, towards the back half of his life that to me, and I'm sure there was a large chunk of the audience listening right now that remembers him more for the TV show
mm-hmm.
than they do the incredible music that he made for so many decades.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, it was so early on in a show like that, Corey, that spawned then 10,000 more shows. but not as many, very few had kind of that lasting effect. So I'm going to play kind of the producer-director, because one of his most famous and infamous moments is biting the head off a bat in 1982. Is it possible the open tonight with you and Trevor that you will bite the head off a bat to start off the telecast?
You know, with my diet, I'm going to see if Trevor wants to do that. I don't know. Bats, is that white meat? I don't know. I'd have to do some research to see what kind of that would fit with my dietary restrictions. But if it's high in protein, then there may be something that we'll look into. Now, who traps or who cooks or who finds said bat? Who's doing that part?
Who in the traveling party? You live this all the time. You lived it for 10+ years. Who in the traveling party is most likely to procure the bat?
I think I'd be in the right place if I call Derek Falvey and I say, "Hey, you cool if I ask Byron Buxton to go trap a bat right now? Do you think that would be okay?"
No.
I think that might be the most prudent course of action. I mean, yeah. I could say Glenn Perkins because he's an outdoorsman, but I think Buck, because I think he could catch it. You know, even if it started flying away, he's got the speed. He can jump. He's got a chance.
Yeah.
You know, rabies and all that stuff. Who cares? I think Derek would be okay. That'd be a phone call. I was never planning on making that phone call.
No.
But if I have to, that would be where I would go first.
You were sitting there last night, Chavez Ravine, on a beautiful night, and in comes Shohei Ohtani. You've been calling games for a long time. You've been in Dodger Stadium, I don't know, considering your Brewers and Cubs and Twins days, that, what would you say, 50, 60, 70, 80 times, something like that? I'm watching that, and I've had a chance to be at games a lot of my life and watch it. There is something very unique about that man, that presence, that setting, that I just thoroughly enjoyed watching.
You know, historically, Dodger Stadium, because of traffic and where Dodger Stadium is, it's just a tough place to get to, and especially leave from, that it's notoriously a late-arriving crowd, that the place doesn't fill up until the fourth or fifth inning. When Ohtani starts, it's a different story. And they had a promotion, too. They were giving out, I think, replica World Series rings, so there were massive lines, but even if there wasn't a promotional giveaway, I think Ohtani starts, and knowing that everybody knew he's only pitched three innings. That wasn't like a secret. That get there soon, get in your seat, because you don't want to miss, you know, a once in a lifetime show. I mean, this is not something that, forget generational, the game will never see this again. This is the most talented player to ever play the game of baseball.
I agree.
I think you can get in trouble for saying he's the best.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's the best. I would say he's the most talented. I think best is a whole separate category. I think that's really denying, you know, the excellence of guys like Mays and Aaron and Williams and Mantle and that group. But the most talented, I think, player that's ever played our game was on the mound last night. And, you know, that stat that we had, he's the third pitcher ever to give up a home run and hit a home run in the first inning. I mean, that's a pretty rare stat that we had for early last night.
Yeah, you know, and he wasn't razor sharp. The Twins hit him hard. And even another thing that I loved about the call last night is, you know, normally a leadoff home run in one of 162, you're going to give some juice, but not that much. That moment last night, with the Twins' best player, with the best center fielder in the American League, the Twins' signature player, hitting that home run meant something unique, more excitement, and you called it. And then just for Ohtani, after Mookie's having, for his standard, a feeble year, for Ohtani then to hit that 440-foot bomb, I get it. It's such a grind. There's so many moments. But that inning, when you're going to think about the totality of this season, that's going to be right near the top of your list.
Yeah. I mean, I saw you got your money's worth in the first inning. And tickets aren't cheap, right? Especially at that ballpark when Ohtani starts. It's not cheap. But you, if you are a baseball fan, if you are a Twins fan, and there were plenty at Dodger Stadium last night, that's what you want to see. You got to see two incredible talents do their thing in the first inning. And I'm like, that's awesome. And that's great for the game. That to me enhances viewership. It enhances listeners. It enhances intrigue in the sport and into these players, because they deliver. And it wasn't so long ago on the homestand, we had the Ryan Skeen start. You know, both went five innings, yeah. But it was okay. I didn't, you know, there was a lot of hype for it, and I was really hyped up for it. But did it deliver in terms of what we want? No, it didn't. It wasn't that. It was good, but it wasn't like, man, I was hoping we'd see, you know, seven shutout from both guys, strikeouts, maybe, you know, a run for the Twins. And that's how it would end. So we didn't get that, I think, looking back at that Ryan Skeens matchup. But last night, yeah, we got the matchup. We got the what we wanted to see. We got to see Ohtani throw hard. We got to see him hit the ball a million miles. And by the way, we got to see Byron Buxton continue to have what's been and was on pace to be by far the best season of his career.
This is Corey Provis. We're talking Twins baseball, back in action in L.A. against the Dodgers tonight. Watch on Twins TV. Listen here with Chris Atterbury and Glenn Perkins pregame at 8:30. So the ball club is now five games back of the wild card. There are five teams ahead of them. You know Derek Falvey professionally very well. We've watched reversals before. We watched the Tigers on the positive side. We watched the Twins on the negative side. As long as we have three wild card teams, organizations can make an argument that if they're within six, seven games of the wild card in late July with the deadline on the 31st, that they should stay. Do you think this is a different year? Is this a year, not the periphery names, but let's talk about the two main guns in the bullpen and even Joe Ryan. What is the scenario where Derek Falvey would say yes to a deal involving Duran, Jax, and Ryan? Guys he has under control. He has what? The reliever's under control for two more years. How long does he have Joe under control for? Is that next year?
Yeah, a year and a half. Yeah, Joe's a year early.
Yep.
So they've got 2.5 with Duran and Jackson, and Ryan's a year under that. So, yeah, Ryan is under team control through 2027. And the other guys, I think, are through 28, if memory serves.
What's the scenario? How big of an offering does a team have to provide Derek for him to say yes on that type of transaction? Do you believe?
I don't think. I was trying to make this point because we got, before the Twins made some late noise, and I don't know if you're still watching, we played this quote, you know, from Rocco's pregame media session about where he's at right now and the feeling in the clubhouse. I know it was on the later side. But the point that I was trying to make coming out of that, I don't think I did a good job of it, is the Dodgers for many years have been lauded to have maybe the best farm system in baseball. Well, I looked it up yesterday, and seven of their top 10 prospects are either right currently, and this is MLB.com. Some of this is subjective. Mm-hmm. Other websites may have it differently. But MLB.com, seven of their top 10 are either in rookie ball or A-ball.
Yeah.
Whereas the Tigers, seven of their top 10 guys are either AA or AAA. And to me, and this is so much easier for me to say from where the seat that I'm in,
right,
that if you're going to put, when you have Buxton and you have Correa and you have Pablo and you have these guys signed, if you're going to make big trades for guys that are team control, I'm not talking about Castros and Baders and Columbus and impending free agents, I don't think you can look at it being like, okay, we're going to make these moves because in 3 years, you know, we'll see what we have. That's why I'm like, if you're going to trade with the Dodgers and you're going to get, you know, two of their top 10, but you have a guy that's 18 years old and a guy that's 19 years old and they're both at A ball, I'm like, that's a tough sell. It's a really hard sell.
Including Derek. Derek's not just the baseball operations head. He's the business head. And you know the statement that would send in this town, right?
Yes. And I remember, and I think we brought this up too last night, when the Twins traded Jose Berríos to the Blue Jays, Austin Martin and Simeon Woods Richardson, these guys were pretty far along in their minor league careers, okay? And they were top prospects, but they were knocking on the door at the time of making an impact. So if you're going to trade a Duran, a Jax, or a Joe Ryan, what have you, I think it's hard to sell that if you're getting prospects back. You probably want big league talent too, but if you're just getting prospect capital and those guys are 2 or 3 years away, that's going to be hard to sell. I think that's going to be tougher to sell. So I look at it at this way right now is I could see the Twins, you know, make some moves here, and I don't think the season's over. But if they do trade, you know, two, three, all those guys, I mean, the Jacksons, the Ryans, the Ryans and Durans, I think you have to take an honest look. Okay, then this season it's obviously not going to happen, and you're looking ahead. But how far ahead are you looking? Are you looking ahead to 2026, 2027? You know, the uncertainty of baseball in 2027. I mean, there's a lot of variables that are in the air right now. So I'd be surprised. I just would be if, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if Bader, and again, the impending free agents, that if they go, that makes some sense. That I get it. But I would think they'd have to be really blown away, especially Joe Ryan. I mean, Joe Ryan's a top 10 pitcher in the game. I mean,
right.
If the season hasn't gone well, I get it. But, you know, next year, if you have Ryan, you have Pablo, you have a one and a two. That's really good. That's a good foundation. That's a good foundation. You have them. And now let's see if we can just, you know, keep them healthy and start there and try to fortify the pitching. But, man, the Twins for a long time didn't have a – they barely had a one, let alone a one and a two.
Right.
They've got a one and they've got a two, and sometimes they're flip-flopped. That's a pretty good duo to have. So I would be careful just to say, okay, we're going to get a lot back for him because you don't know what you're going to get.
Last thing, typical off day in L.A., what when I mean, your window's short because you're prepping for the game, but if it's mid-morning, early afternoon before you're on the bus, what do you like to do out there?
Yeah, off days here, I'd normally like doing things on the water. Joe Ryan's actually convinced me to take a surf lesson. I did that
really?
A couple years ago at Huntington Beach. Yeah,
wow.
I was out there in a wetsuit at like 6:37 in the morning. That was fun. So I did that. And
you
then
have pretty good balance then.
I mean, yeah, I wasn't great. I mean, I did it a bunch, but you're supposed to. But I liked trying stuff, and that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never longboard surfed before. I paddleboard, and I've done some wake surfing, but I've never done longboard. So I did a lesson out there one morning. That was fun. Then I had a great, great breakfast burrito.
Oh.
There on the beach, that was
so
my
good.
Kind of morning. And so,
oh,
that was a good morning. And then another off day I had, I went to La Jolla, so closer to San Diego, and I did one of those the La Jolla caves, and you take a kayak tour.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You take a kayak tour, kind of in the ocean, and you just go and you see, you know, this amazing scenery, and then you jump in the ocean at the end, and you got all this wildlife around you. That was pretty. Dolphins all over the place. That was pretty neat. So if I have an off day in L.A., I normally am out early in the morning and doing something on the water.
Great call. Thank you, man. I know you had to adjust your schedule. I appreciate it greatly. I'll be watching you guys tonight, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Chad.
He's the best. Corey Provis, right here on WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.